A Gallup poll out today shows a major spike in the number of Americans who say immigration is the most important problem facing the country. 17% of Americans polled said immigration or, quote, illegal aliens is the top problem, putting it in a virtual tie with the number of Americans who say that dissatisfaction with government is the country's biggest challenge. The backdrop to this shift in opinion is, of course, the approximately 57,000 unaccompanied minors from Central American countries who have crossed the border into the United States since October. The Obama administration is asking for nearly $4 billion to deal with the crisis, and some lawmakers want to accelerate the process for determining which children should stay or be deported. But Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Sonia Nazario says that would be a mistake. We first spoke with her back in 2007 when she published Enrique's Journey, the story of a boy's dangerous odyssey to reunite with his mother. Sonia Nazario recently returned to Enrique's hometown in Honduras and wrote about the current situation there for the New York Times. Tomorrow, she testifies before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and she joins us once again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sonia, first of all, you returned to Nueva Suyapa just last month, and you met a young boy, an 11-year-old named Christian Omar Reyes, and he told you he has to get out of Honduras. Why?
Well, the real change I saw in the decades since I had been to this neighborhood is that the narco cartels have really taken control of many neighborhoods in Honduras. We used to move drugs from Colombia to the United States up the Caribbean corridor, but we spent billions of dollars, the U.S. and Colombia, disrupting that. Those flights carrying cocaine to the U.S. land in Honduras. They have rerouted. And so the cartels are really fighting for control over this turf and to gain foot soldiers in this fight to control this turf and distribute and sell drugs in Honduras as well. And the people they are targeting as their foot soldiers are children. Mm. And Christian told me about going to school, his elementary school, and how the narcos were pressuring him to use marijuana and crack at 11. And then they threatened to beat him up if he didn't use that and work with them. And he knew what was coming next. These children are recruited to serve as lookouts, to rob people, to extort people, and then ultimately to become hitmen for the narcos.
Right.
And he feared for his life.
It's a horrifying story about how deep the fingers of these groups and gangs go into society there. I mean, because you even talked about his school and the fact that teachers are threatened and forced to pay war taxes to gangs.
That's right. Many schools, the teachers have to pay a war tax to be able to teach. Students have to pay, quote, rent to be able to go to school. And in this elementary school, Christian's elementary school, a 12-year-old would show up who was part of the narco cartels, and he would say, I want these three 10-year-olds to help me distribute crack today. And if the teacher who questioned him had a pistol put to her head. Mm. And so in many of these schools, they are controlled de facto by the narco cartels.
Yeah. So, Sonia, I've been hearing some criticism from people who don't like the number of children attempting to cross the border. And one of the things they say is, why aren't more of these children applying for refugee status or their families applying for refugee status even before they leave places like Honduras?
I think a lot of these children don't have an easy process to apply for refugee status in country. And that's one of the things that I will ask the Senate tomorrow to do, to make that easier.
Is one of the difficulties that in years past, and I don't know how much is going on surrounding this today, but that because what's happening in places like Honduras isn't necessarily, quote unquote, officially state-sanctioned persecution, that makes making an asylum claim or a refugee claim in the United States just that much more difficult.
Yeah, I think, when you apply for asylum, you have to show that you fear persecution based on one of five grounds. And oftentimes these children, because they're fleeing gang recruitment, they are fleeing violence at the hands of organized crime, non-state actors. They don't fit into the neat boxes that we have for asylum in the past. And so we need judges to be more open to these kinds of asylum claims. And if these children really are in fear of their lives and don't fit into those neat boxes that we have, we need to consider some sort of humanitarian parole to let some of these children in. We've done this in the past with Cambodians, with Haitians, and we need to consider upping the amount of refugees that we take. Before 9/11, we accepted as many as 127,000 refugees a year, and that went way down under 9/11, and now the ceiling is 70,000. I believe that we should increase those levels to pre-9/11 levels and let more of these children in.
You, as well as anyone, knows that upping the number is a politically difficult thing to do. Already, I mean, we're seeing protests for people who want to turn busfuls of children around. But you are testifying before Congress tomorrow on exactly this subject. What are you going to tell the politicians that you speak to? What do you think is the most important thing they need to understand right now to deal with this situation?
I understand that Americans, myself included, want immigrants to come here legally. But I think that there is a practical, humane solution to this, and that is setting up refugee centers where you hold all of these children for 60 to 90 days, bring judges in who know child-sensitive interviewing techniques, who can adjudicate these cases right there in those refugee centers. Don't release these children, because oftentimes when they are released and told to go to immigration court, they don't show up. And that riles Americans, and I understand that. But give these children an attorney to represent them so that this process is not a sham. And if they are economic migrants and don't fear for their lives, then deport them from those refugee centers. But if they are truly fearful of their lives, then allow them to come in, and let's increase the number of refugees to pre-9/11 levels that we accept. We cannot, as Congress is considering, put these decisions in the hands of Border Patrol agents and not have these children have due process in a full immigration hearing. These are law enforcement officers. They have not been trained to do this well. We cannot ask these Border Patrol officers within a matter of hours to make these life and death decisions. And I fear that if Congress does this, if they change the laws to allow the Border Patrol to do this with these Central American children, many of them will be hurtled back to people who want and may kill them.
Sonia Nazario is the author of Enrique's Journey, the story of a boy's dangerous odyssey to reunite with his mother. She was just in Honduras once again last month, and she spoke to us today from Washington. Sonia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.